It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Live from Everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Oh, there it is. Here we go. Coming to you live from the greatest country in the world, broadcasting from the tippy top of the world-famous Fox News headquarters in New York City. Big Thursday episode of Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, a man who is not going to be Donald Trump's VP. Wow. Ron DeSantis on the brain. Why? Because he says he wants nothing to do with the gig.
Get him out of here. Get him out.
We will share the short list of people who could be Trump's number two. Of course, at some point, that would mean they need to square off in a debate against Kamala Harris.
Kamala's awful with her weird laugh.
Ha-ha! A lot of people feel that way, but they're welcome on this show. This is not one of those programs where you got to agree with the host. I'm not an activist. I'm a talk show host. I might be a conservative, but I'm not doing a conservative talk show. I am very much doing an American talk show.
Freedom!
The point is, you're all welcome. Call up, yell at me. I don't care. I'm a former New York City cab driver. That's something I used to getting cut off and shot at in traffic. People rolling down the window.
You suck, you jackass.
You get that all the time, you know, but we can take it. We're conversationalists, and you're all welcome to contribute to that conversation. 888-788-9910. 888-788-9910. You know the rules. You could be a Republican. You could be a Democrat, Libertarian. You could be an Independent. The only thing we ever ask is that you don't be a Boom. There it is. Happy Thursday. Champ is fired up. I'll stop tapping my pen now. Somebody sent me a message on Facebook about tapping for real. You know, everyone's always so pleasant on Facebook, like, oh, you know, bought your book, or we love the Saturday Night TV show, or I've been listening to Fox Across America since the day it launched. And then I guess last week I didn't realize I started tapping my pen on the air. And man, did the messages come in.
Somebody ought to belt you in the mouth.
Yeah, no, people were fired up about it. So there went my big sponsorship. It's out the window. Gonna have to go back to selling Jenny's feet on OnlyFans, thanks to the Facebook messengers. But as we get underway today and we have this conversation, I am in a caffeinated, peppy mood. I'm in a good mood right now. I mean, I live in America. It's a good reason to be in a good mood. But in the overall scheme of things, I found this news cycle to be pretty entertaining. I'm getting ready to go back on the road next week. We'll be in Idaho Falls Friday night. Saturday, we'll be in Sacramento at the Crest Theater. So Friday night at the Colonial in Idaho Falls, Saturday night at the Crest in Sacramento. We have just received formal word that Gavin Newsom is not coming to the show.
That's just how white folks will do you.
We were back and forth on trying to set up a potential interview with the governor. And if you know anything about me and you know my show, I'm not trying to bring politicians on to attack them, to ruin them. I'm actually just trying to hang with them, even the ones I disagree with. I book a lot of liberals on the show because I think it's important to have the conversation, and I'm very comfortable in the arena of ideas when it comes to standing up for my own views. I don't want to, you know, demonize the opposition and shun them into a corner, because then we can't have substantive debates. You know, a guy like Gavin Newsom, I'd actually want to have an opportunity to give you the person behind the politics. I know a lot of people listening to the show don't necessarily love California's politics, but California is one of 50 states that make up this great nation. And I don't want to live in an America where we consider entire states our enemy. I certainly don't want to consider their leaders our enemy. So I'm trying to be the adult in the room. Now, I got to be honest, I think we're in a really bad place as a country when the only guy left being an adult in the room is the 47-year-old community college graduate who still plays video games.
That can't be good.
No, it's not good. Trump's VP list, it's okay, from what we're being told. He did a town hall with Laura Ingraham on Tuesday, 1 hour long. I normally have a Tuesday night hit on Laura Ingraham called What the Fella, and she bumped me for Donald Trump.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
Exactly. Good luck getting your ratings back after that one. Bumping Failla for Trump. Are you kidding me?
This guy will say anything.
Damn right I will. I'm having a good time. It's my show. But as we talk about Trump, the VP shortlist, he said, you know, at the time, he had a list of people in mind that he thought could potentially be good, one of whom was Tim Scott. Listen, I think a lot of Tim Scott. You've heard him on this show quite a bit. I think Tim Scott has a huge future in the Republican Party because he's the one guy that forces the Democrats into an honest conversation when it comes to racism and their endless weaponization of the race card.
Democrats just call everyone racist so they go along with their stupid ideas.
A lot of people feel that way. But when you see Tim Scott and hear his story, which is very much not about the America we were, but the America we are, what the Democrats are currently doing right now is trying to tell you that America in 2024 is no better than America in 1924 or America in 1824. Joe Biden gave a speech yesterday in his big swing out to California. Biden gave a big speech.
I don't remember that ever happening.
But it did. And he claimed, and we'll get to those comments later in the hour, he claimed that the modern Republicans are worse than the segregationists.
Oh, Lordy Lord, he's desperate.
I mean, do you know how desperate his internal polls have to be that he's now trying to tell you Republicans in the modern era, where the most tolerant and inclusive society in the world, are worse than segregationists? Do you know there's a black man at the top of Donald Trump's VP list? Last I checked, segregationists, not the best with empowering the black community. And Joe Biden would know that because he's a guy who eulogized Strom Thurmond and Robert Byrd. Okay, Robert Byrd, a grand dragon in the Ku Klux Klan. Joe Biden, someone who fought against integrated school busing in the 70s. Yeah, knows a lot about segregation, and don't get me wrong. But the idea that there's any comparison to be made between people of the Jim Crow era and the modern Republican Party? Clown stuff. But let me hear the Trump take on Tim Scott. It's clip three.
What qualities are you looking for in your vice presidential pick?
Well, always the first quality has to be somebody that you think will be a good president, because if something should happen, you have to have somebody that's going to be a great president. A lot of people are talking about that gentleman right over there in a very positive way, Tim Scott. He has been much better for me than he was for himself. I watched his campaign, and he doesn't like talking about himself, but boy, does he talk about Trump.
Trump's so silly. Tim Scott, I think, you know, if you've heard him on the show before, is a real guy. Likes to talk about Rocky movies. You know, he flies home and takes his 97-year-old mom to the movies every weekend. It's like really sweet stuff. He's a good guy. He grew up in an impoverished single-parent household in what was the Deep South at a time when it hadn't taken that evolution of the Southern heart, as he likes to attribute his success to. Tim Scott would be the greatest thing in this country. To be honest with you, I would have been thrilled if he was the Republican nominee, straight up, because it's really hard for the Democrats to spend an entire year playing the race card if the guy they're playing it against happens to be black. I think Tim Scott is uniquely positioned to move this country in a really healthy direction, if only because we'll have to acknowledge that this whole charade around racism is nothing more than a well-paying grift.
The left weaponizes race whenever they're losing an argument.
Okay, and this idea that we might get back to a place where we stopped looking at everybody through the lens of identity politics, which is just so exhausting. And the reason it's so divisive and stupid is because identity politics is asking you to pretend that we don't all have the same needs. We all have the same needs. Okay, if you want to govern successfully, just govern successfully. Don't govern on, well, I governed successfully for these people, or the, you know, Indo-Pacific people, or the, just govern, you know, good economy, everybody benefits. Low crime, everybody benefits. There's nobody who doesn't benefit if the nationwide crime rate plummets. Nobody. Okay, if you secure the border, there's nobody who doesn't benefit. We have a record level of fentanyl poisoning deaths. When the fentanyl gets into your body, it doesn't ask if you're black or white. It doesn't ask who you voted for. So if you just govern for the whole country, remember that? Good old-fashioned America first. If you just govern on behalf of the whole country, as the country goes, we go. That's the whole point I try to make on my talk show every day. Say, listen, there's a lot of liberals out there. I don't agree with you. I think a lot of you guys are nuts, but I don't hate you. I don't see you as like my enemy or somebody I don't want to be around or, you know, someone who's not a part of this thing. The whole point of America is it was founded by people who didn't agree. That was the point. They recognized we weren't supposed to agree. It wasn't a one-size-fits-all. It was e pluribus unum. Out of many, we are one. Many different ideologies. Be whatever the hell you want. But when push comes to shove, when the money's on the table, when the game's on the line, okay, we're all Americans. That's the point. It's the whole point of the show. Okay, and I look through that lens at politics and say, hey, how can we frame this thing in a way that'll help the whole barnyard jamboree? And I know that's unique to me because I'm new to this game and I'm stupid and I want to help. And I know everybody else is just like, oh, I got a TV show. I got a radio show. I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go spend some of that money. What I'm going to do, you know?
My hobbies are fast cars and fast women.
Absolutely. I get it. Not me. I'm just wired better, at least for the moment. Maybe it'll all get to me someday. But I root for a guy like Tim Scott. But my question to you is, it doesn't have to be my way. A lot of people call in. They like Kristi Noem. Okay. I know there's tons of people listening right now in the audience that love Nikki Haley.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
But the point is, everybody has an angle to what the vice president should bring to the ticket. Do they deliver a difficult state? You know what I'm saying? Is there a specific vote? Like Mike Pence was a vital part of Trump's victory in 2016 because he needed to get the support of evangelical voters. Traditionally, evangelical voters don't support a guy who's been divorced three times and is known for bragging about his relationships with actual porn stars.
Hubba, hubba.
Okay, maybe. But evangelicals weren't saying hubba, hubba out loud. They were like, we're not voting for this. This guy's a foul-mouthed, potty-mouthed heathen. He's been divorced three times. Probably never been to church in his life. We're not voting for this guy. And Pence was like, listen, all of that's true, but he is going to appoint conservative Supreme Court justices if given the chance. He could change the national trajectory on abortion. And for that support, the evangelicals, it was a transactional vote for Donald Trump, but they got what they wanted. Trump came through on the business deal. Again, no late payments. Nobody was defrauded. The New York Attorney General will probably charge him $355 million for that. They're like, oh, the guy did keep his promise to the evangelical community. We should probably fine him and find him convicted of fraud like they tried to do in this stupid New York real estate deal. But the point is, Mike Pence was vital to Trump's victory in 2016 because he couldn't have won without the evangelical support. Now, I don't know what wing, okay, of support you think Trump needs the most. But what I'm going to open this show up to in the next couple of hours, we got a busy guest day. Dave Landau is coming by. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen will be here. I don't doubt someone from Fox who's day drinking at the Blarney Stone will swing my door open like they always do. It's a nice thing about this show. You know how Seinfeld had Kramer, where you just like barrel into Jerry's apartment? That's my show. Half of my guests are unbooked. They just barrel in looking to borrow flour or something. But my question to you is, who would you make Trump's VP? If you were the guy right now with the binder that was vetting people, who do you think should be Trump's VP? Who do you think would give him the best chance of winning if that's your end goal? 888-788-9910. I'm going to get your calls on this because I really want to see what people think. Because the longer this goes on, okay, the more we realize, you know, this primary, for all intents and purposes, would appear to be over. I know there's this fight, this pipe dream where if he winds up getting convicted of a felony, that opens the door for, I don't know, maybe some other candidate.
Wrong.
I honestly don't believe that it does. I don't. If 91 indictments didn't do the trick, that means we've really lost faith in the judicial system in this country. And we have. Trump's support not wavering in the face of 91 indictments is not a testament to how bad his voters are or how crazy he is. It's a testament to just how far the integrity of our judicial system has fallen in the public eye. So I don't want to sit here and go, well, we shouldn't be talking about Trump as the nominee. Shouldn't be talking about who his VP is because, you know, that felony could come down and knock him out of the game. I don't think it's happening. I genuinely don't think it's happening. I believe if they put him under house arrest and he can't campaign, he's going to be doing Zooms from Mar-a-Lago, telling yo mama jokes and making fun of liberals and everything in between. And I think he's going to have a good chance of winning. Okay, but regardless, I do believe he's the nominee. I know there are other people that say that's not the case, you know, Nikki Haley being one of them. And the reality is I love talking to her, and I love her off the air. I genuinely find her to be invested in this mission in a way that's unique to a lot of politicians. But it doesn't mean she's not becoming Milton from Office Space, where she's been fired from the gig, but she just hasn't gotten home yet. So we're going to live in a world for the next few hours where Trump has the nomination and he needs a VP. I want to hear what you say. And you can nominate anybody you want. I don't care. I just want to hear your angle. So if it's Tim Scott, it doesn't matter. Okay, it could be Chris Christie for all I care.
There's a slob. There's a real slob.
All right, but the point is all items are in play, including Nikki Haley.
Get her out. Get her out of here.
Tackling issues of the day in an easy way.
He's all man. He's a big, strong-looking guy.
You're listening to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Guys, are you the same guy that you were 10 years ago? Everybody's been there. You wake up one morning, you feel like you're getting old, man. Stuff hurts. What do I do? One idea is to use the powerful testosterone booster in Nugenix Total T because it will revive your energy. It'll power up the workouts, might even put the old fire back in the bedroom. Hey, girl, your old self is back. You'll feel amazing on this stuff. So tap the brakes on the aging process because every day that passes is a day you lose testosterone. That means less muscle, means less energy, and it does mean less get up and go in the bedroom. And are you really ready to lose all of it? The shape, the muscle, the energy. Are you ready to get old? Okay, you don't have to. You can slow it down with Nugenix Total T. It boosts free and total testosterone. It helps you get the old fire back at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom. Nugenix Total T Testosterone Booster with Tesner. It'll help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life and prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There is nothing to lose. Get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you lose fat and get lean fast. It is absolutely free. Your complimentary bottle awaits. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Jimmy. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. You've just clinched the Republican nomination. You are Donald Trump. Who would your VP be? Mark starts us off in Michigan. Yo, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going, man. Congrats on winning the nomination.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, you take one of the most racist people in the history of this country that's been in Congress, and that's been Joe Biden.
Yep.
Look what he did to Clarence Thomas during those hearings.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Byron Davis or Tim Scott would be both great options because they have the experience and everything else. But, you know, yesterday when I saw this list come out, I had a wild thought in my mind.
Give it to me.
When I saw the Tulsi Gabbard name, I thought, okay, that's a little outside the box. But then I thought, okay, what about somebody like Joe Manchin, who's been kind of thrown out of the Democrats?
Yeah.
Was kind of relatively independent, and he's energy dominated, kind of like Trump's, you know, thought process.
Yeah.
So I think that would be kind of a wild card name out there.
Listen, Manchin's good. I think the challenge for Trump, for real, is he needs to align with something that's perceived to be a weakness. Now, the truth is he's increasing his support amongst black voters. He is. That's why I think Tim Scott is great. I mean, Byron Donalds is phenomenal, like a world-class communicator. And I think he would be the most lethal pick. I don't know that he has the national name recognition yet of Tim Scott, but Tim Scott's also not like a household name. So I could see it go either way. But Manchin, to be honest with you, if he picks Manchin, it's just because he's really trying to piss off the Democrats, which I think we're already there. So I don't know that we'd get it. But I like where your head is at, because the truth is Trump is a deal maker. And if Trump pitches himself as somebody who just wants to focus on deliverables, then a guy like that ain't a bad pick. I'll see how it holds up, though. You went first. We have a lot of calls to take. So we'll keep tally for you. We'll see if you get Manchin seconded. All right, Mark?
All right, I appreciate it.
Great call, brother. You have a great day. Mark comes in and says, we got to go with Joe Manchin. He was thinking outside the box. I respect it, but I get why it's on your brain, because any Joe would be better than Joe Biden.
I agree with that.
Well, we'll see what the callers think. 888-788-9910, your VP nominee, when we come back on Fox Across America. It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla doing the dang thing. 888-788-9910. I am in New York for one more weekend. We'll be hosting Fox News Saturday night this weekend, and then I'm back out on the road. And you will see me Friday, March the 1st in Idaho Falls, Saturday, March the 2nd in Sacramento, if you want to be at the first leg of the Everybody Calm Down tour. From there, you should know really quickly before we get back to the phones, we are in Fort Lauderdale at the Amaturo Theater Friday, March 8th. And then we're down in Ponte Vedra Saturday, March 9th. And then, of course, March 29th, the Helena Civic Center in Helena, Montana. March 30th, the Fox Theater in Spokane. Tickets for those shows and every other show I'm doing at foxacrossamerica.com. So if you want to go to, you know, Federal Way outside of Seattle, you want to go to the Egyptian Theater in Boise, the Mars Music Hall in Huntsville, Alabama, the Wetzel Performing Arts Center in Sarasota, the Plaza Live in Orlando, hey girl, the Schubert Theater in Boston, the, man, oh boy, the Majestic in Dallas. We got a lot happening. The point is, I'm going to be everywhere this summer, but the tickets are all in the same location, foxacrossamerica.com. If I didn't list your city, it's because there's too many to get to, because we got a lot of people on hold who want to pick a vice president, so I'm going to get back to doing my real job, which is hosting this show. 888-788-9910 if you have a VP pick. Jennifer batting leadoff. She is in Virginia. Hey, girl.
Hey there. Thanks for taking the call.
For sure. We're keeping a tally over here. So far, I've got a guy who gave me a Tim Scott and a Joe Manchin. We spent more time talking Manchin. So far, I say Manchin's in the lead. Who are you putting on the board, girlfriend?
Scott, for sure, is up there. And I know that he would never pick her, but I think that, I mean, Haley is going to be a huge person. Just not sure that she'll ever make his ticket, given how things are going now.
Yeah.
But, you know, coming from a purple state, a female, a mom, a doctor, I got to tell you, moderates are going to decide this. And so you need somebody who isn't as polarizing as, like, as a, you know, gnome is. You need some moderate coverage there to kind of balance him out, because there's a lot of me out there that want the moderate to be in there with him.
You know what point you're making, too, which is a brilliant point, Jennifer? This is probably the first presidential election in history where the vice president, in Haley's case, would probably have a better chance in the general election than the guy at the top of the ticket, in theory.
Yeah.
Because of what you just said with moderates and women. So it is interesting. I think that might seal the argument right then and there. If you've got somebody who actually fills in the blank in those areas, it'll be interesting to see if your idea gains any support. But I'm behind it. I actually think it's pretty sharp.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I love, you know, Scott, because I think that I think if you can pull the Democrat vote either from any of the black population or like the female population, either which way, you're going to pull their vote.
Yeah.
So I think you just got to be mindful of that. I think that that's where they're missing. And I think that that's a huge demographic that I feel in my life that we just want more of that representation.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I'll vote for Trump again, no matter what.
Uh-huh.
But I wish that we could pull that moderate closer in.
Yeah, because it's going to decide this thing. I mean, honestly, if he comes down to a female vice president, I would nominate you. You sound like you could do it. Could you do the gig?
Yeah, you know, I got a 2-year-old that I got to manage, so I'll be doing that.
Yeah,
but,
well, listen, there's a lot of 2-year-olds in Washington. Yeah,
to go back to lots of kids that, you know.
All right,
lots of patients to see.
Fair. All right, I'll let you get back to Yo Gabba Gabba. I'll handle the presidency. Okay. Good stuff, Jennifer.
Okay.
Thank you. Brilliant call. The great Jennifer. She says she doesn't want the gig. She's like, no, she's got a 2-year-old kid, and you know what? If I had a 2-year-old kid, I wouldn't be vice president either. I'd go hang out with the kid. It's a lot of fun. Having a 2-year-old is actually fantastic.
He's a lousy dad, but he's right.
Whatever. That was a cheap shot. Back to the phones. Gary in Clearwater Beach, Florida. Gary.
Jimmy.
Oh,
you know, I missed you when you were down here the last time, and I got a great venue for you, the Capitol Theater.
Ooh.
Holds about 25 people, so it'll fit everybody you know. And actually, the Capitol Theater would be a great spot. It holds quite a few hundred people and would be a great place.
Is that in
but
Clearwater?
When you get down here.
Is that
out in Clearwater, yeah. It's actually part of the Ruth Eckert Hall and all those places there.
Buddy,
it's
just to show you how out to lunch you are, my man, because you know I love you.
Yeah.
I sold out the Capitol Theater in June. I was there.
No.
Yes, I was. Me and Kennedy. We sold it out. It was nuts.
Get out. I didn't even know. How
See?
About that?
Unbelievable.
I didn't even know.
Well, it's not my fault.
I'm just drop over the bridge, too. Oh,
we could have been hanging out this whole time. You could have been. Me and Kennedy had a sunburnt orange aftermarket Dodge Challenger that was 650 horsepower, and we only know that because three different state troopers explained it to us on the side of the highway. But we'll be back if they allow us back into the area, so maybe you can make the sequel. Who's your VP,
absolutely.
Gary? Who's your VP?
Oh, without a doubt, it's Tim Scott. My thinking is this. We need somebody who will class up the joint, okay?
Yeah.
Because Trump definitely will not class up the joint. And I always look at it as you have to have somebody that people think better of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people think better of Tim Scott. I don't think people think that he'd make a great president at this time. I think he's, you know, they always say he's too nice to be president, but you know what? He'll make a great vice president, and he'll definitely even the playing field out for Trump.
Yeah. No, I think he would be super helpful. What do you think of the DeSantis comment that he wouldn't do the gig? Do you believe that?
I don't believe it, but you know,
I think DeSantis wants to be his own man, meaning he just wants to wait for 28,
too.
Which I respect that because he's such a good governor. And if I had his record because he really does have a great record. If I had his record, I'd wait around. I'd wait till 2028.
You know what? He needs 4 years to develop a better personality for the gig.
All right, no. All right, wait, maybe that too. But all right, you got tickets to the Capitol Theater if we make it back down there. We'll pick you up in the Challenger,
watch
Gary.
You,
good call, brother. There he goes, the great Gary. Michael is in Valdosta, Georgia. Michael!
Hey, Jimmy. Wow. The best bumper music on the radio. Playing Daft Punk. Holy cow. But you have to put up with the host.
We're not messing around. That's enough out of you. How do you get through the call screeners as effectively as you do? I have about 50 people on hold, and I see Michael at the top of the queue. Who do you have naked pictures of that works at Fox News? And can I buy them?
Hey, no. The same ones that you got that gig.
Yeah,
that's who.
All right, well, in that case.
All right, Tim Scott. I love Tim Scott, buddy. But I want Tim Scott to be the new majority leader of the Senate.
Ooh.
I think that's where he can be most effective. All right, so I'm not writing him off. I got a better job for him.
Okay.
I listened to a Florida radio station in the morning, and I haven't heard you say this, but they were saying that your buddy and great guest, Byron Donalds, is on the short list.
Wow.
I want him for VP. What
wow.
do you think about that?
Byron, can
they're
I tell
talking about it in Florida.
Can I tell you something?
Honestly,
I'll never get into politics, and I'm not kidding when I say that I wouldn't pass the background check, for real. But the reason I want to get into politics, for real, is because I know we need good communicators. And where Byron Donalds would be so effective is he's a really good communicator. Like, really good. Like, he's super smart. He's super credible. But he can speak, like, as he does on this show. He kind of – I'm not saying he speaks like me because I'm kind of goofy. But he speaks like me in the fact that he's very direct and efficient. And I think he would be tremendous on the campaign trail.
Well, I don't know what they know in Florida, but the people were calling in. I'm glad he's on the list. Oh, he would be great. I mean, they think he is. So God bless them. I hope they're right.
Yeah, he would be devastating for the Democrats because it's really impossible to play the race card against him because he's not performative. Like, he's very dismissive of stuff. Tim Scott, who's great. He's kind of like a theatrical speaker, and it doesn't necessarily confront the attack head on. I think as a counterpuncher, I think Byron would be better in that role. Michael, you might have started a movement here. They're listening in Mar-a-Lago. Hey,
we'll see you, buddy.
Yeah, congrats. He got by the screeners again. I don't know how the hell this is happening. Joel is in Sarasota, Florida. Joel, I'm heading there. Yo, Joel.
Hey, Jimmy.
My man.
Can't wait to get tickets to come see the show, man. Oh. Looking forward to it.
Going
to
be nuts. May 11th, we are at the Wetzel Performing Arts Center right there in Sarasota. Let's go.
Absolutely.
Oh, I can't
wait. And I'm bringing my book. I want a physical signature, buddy.
Oh, okay. I dig it. That's absolutely. Everybody who has a book in there, and if people are listening that don't have a book, they will be selling them at these events too. And if you buy one, obviously, I'll sign them just the same. So that's good. Yeah, thanks for the heads up. Who is the VP, my man?
You know what, Jimmy? I thought about it. And, hey, look, I agree. Tim Scott, definitely great for the ticket. But you know what? I think Cat Kemp or Kennedy would be a better pick.
Joel, are you coming from a daytime strip club by any chance?
Oh, man, I got caught at Emerald City again. You got people following me, man.
I only say it because they are both brilliant women, but I feel from the tone of this that you're not recommending them for their academic contributions and their libertarianism.
Actually, for their comedy, because we need more comedy than we need seriousness.
Fair. Okay, fair. So you think just to loosen things up a little bit, you put a female in there who's very sharp, who you've never even noticed their looks, to be clear. There you go.
I forget to put my contacts in when I watch Gutfeld and you, Jimmy, Saturday night.
Definitely leave them out for me. Great call, my man. I will see you down in Sarasota, and I'll tell Kennedy to get her speech ready.
Absolutely. Hey, and a shout out to the original SIB, the Long Island, buddy.
Well said. All right, I'll see you soon. The great Joel down in Sarasota, Florida. Says Kennedy should be on the... Kennedy would be great with, in terms of, like, the spending and stuff in Washington.
Thanks, big government weenuses.
She'd get their attention. I could get behind those. More of your calls. Rick is in Rome, New York, upstate. Yo, Rick.
Hey, Jimmy. You own Rome in Utica, New York.
Yeah, damn right. These are my people. Utica Greens. This is where it all goes down.
That's right. I got a good pick, I think.
Give it to me.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Ooh.
I think she'd be great. You get the evangelical vote. You get the Southern vote. You get the women vote. You get the I like it.
Ooh. I got to tell you something, man. Because she's worked with him as the press secretary, and she is a governor, so she has a little more political experience now. I think she'd be formidable. Like, I think she'd be a really good debater, and maybe she helps the women issue. You know, because we spoke to that earlier about the fact that Nikki Haley's helpful with women and moderates. If Sarah Huckabee was good with moderates, that'd be a win. All right, listen, yeah. you might get a free play to Utica Greens out of this deal by the end of the day. Stay
Sounds
tuned.
Great, Jimmy. Get back up here again, would you?
Oh, I'm coming, man. We're going to work it out. Everybody over at WIBX, the logistical team that does the planning, we're trying to get it done, and we're going to come up and sell some books and tell some jokes, the whole Barnyard Jamboree. So thanks, Rick. I'll see you up there.
Love it.
See you in the 315. 888-788-9910. More of your calls after this.
It's the number one children's show in the country.
He's a lot better at radio than he is being a dad.
Oh, snap.
It's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. I am, of course, doing the damn thing here at Fox News headquarters in New York City. We are taking a trip across the country now to Ventura, California, where Robert is standing by with a VP pick. Yo, Robert!
Jimmy!
My man.
How you doing, buddy? I am a big fan of yours. I just discovered you about 3 months ago.
Oh, get out.
And my life has changed ever since. I watch your show every Saturday night.
Wow.
I've not missed a show, and I love it.
That's a big deal, Robert. 3 months is about as long as the average fan lasts, so you're right in that sweet spot. This time next month, you're like, you got to lose weight, you know. I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm out here in Ventura, California. By the way, let me tell you that all of California is not ruined. It's beautiful here still. Yes. Newsom has not ruined our beautiful county. We're just about 30 minutes south of Santa Barbara, so it's beautiful here.
pretty.
And
can I ask you a quick question? Quick question.
Yes.
Have you been to that Santa Barbara Zoo?
I have.
It's gorgeous. Like, everyone goes to the San Diego Zoo, but me, Jenny, and Lincoln went to the Santa Barbara Zoo. It was incredible.
Oh, it is great. I take my grandkids there. I took my kids there when they were young. Oh, yeah.
Good for you. The only disappointment for real, Robert, is I was thinking they might have Michael Jackson's chimp Bubbles, and I was sorely mistaken. No Bubbles. No Bubbles. But
hey, Jimmy, I got to say real quick, my full-time job, I work for the biggest online retailer in the world. I won't even say their name. But as my second job, because I'm so broke with this economy, I drive for Lyft.
Okay,
let me tell you what, on Saturday nights, there are no rides given by me from 7 to 8, buddy.
There you go. I finally found a loyal viewer. It took a few weeks on the air, Robert. This matters, and I thank you for that. That matters. Okay, without further ado, now that you've buttered me up, I feel like you're going to give me a controversial vice presidential nominee, or you're going to give me a good one. Who is it?
Well, I'll tell you what. Right now, I'm going to go with DeSantis.
Okay.
Okay, Tim Scott is a very close second, but I would go with DeSantis right now. I think he's got the most experience. He's got the most focus, and that's kind of where I'm leaning right now.
Listen,
but, I can be swayed.
All right, well, he's got the best record of governance of anybody. You know, like, he could do the job. He could be the president in a second, and I think he'd do a great job. So I think this is fine analysis. I don't think it's as good as your TV analysis. I think that's where your real future is. I think you have excellent taste in television, and I am honored that you run fare free for 1 hour for Fox News Saturday night. I'll do my best to give you a shout-out this weekend, Robert. I really appreciate the call, man.
I would love that. Thank you so much, Jimmy. You make my day, and you make me laugh.
All right, we'll find Bubbles the chimp, and you'll be on my short VIP list, okay? See you soon.
Right.
Thanks, Robert. The great Robert in Ventura, California, he says DeSantis is the guy. Juan in Wilmington, North Carolina. We'll go down south. Yo, Juan.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you, my friend?
My man, I'm doing it. I love this whole idea that we're all pretend president for a day. We need to pick a VP. Do you think, first and foremost, before you give me your pick, would you be a decent president?
Unfortunately not, because I'm a naturalized American citizen, Army veteran. I wasn't born here, so I wouldn't qualify.
All right. But if I could pull some strings, could you do the job?
Yeah, change the Constitution. That would be great.
Listen, it's better than what they're doing, which is just trampling it right now on the left.
Exactly. Anything is possible.
Who's the VP?
Listen, I got a few points I want to bring to you briefly. Number one, my candidate, I think, and this is giving me some thought, is Tulsi Gabbard. And here are my reasons. I got 7 points. Number one, she's paramilitary. Not that I'm biased, because
but I like
paramilitary
that.
Myself. She's also a minority because she's a Hawaiian descent, and she's a female. So she will attract a lot of the female and suburban voters. Also, she has experience of being a prior congresswoman, and also she's an independent, and she's got name recognition. For all those reasons, I think that she would be an ideal candidate for Trump.
Well, plus, she has been on TV with me a bunch of times. Don't you consider that a bonus?
Well, that's the deal breaker right there, bro.
Oh, that's enough out of you, Juan. I love your points. I love your logic. Thanks for the call.
Get him out of here. Get him out.
888-788-9910. I'm spilling this conversation into the next hour. We will get to everybody on hold, and we will find out who the VP should be. If you're keeping score at home right now, Tim Scott has got a narrow lead over Byron Donalds and Ron DeSantis. Tulsi Gabbard with two as well. So we're going to keep scoring. Get on the phone. Let us know who it should be next.
Live from Everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Back in action for a big hour of Fox Across America with your radio buddy Jimmy Failla. Your home for top shelf radio in a bottom feeding political world.
Country is being destroyed by stupid people, by very stupid people.
A lot of dummies in Washington. The race is on to replace the current crop. With a new crop that we hope will do a little bit better. We're very much talking about the 2024 general election. The question I posed to the audience earlier was if Donald Trump does clinch the nomination, which by and large most people expect him to do, who should his vice presidential running mate be? As we go back to the phones in this hour, Tim Scott holds a slight lead over Tulsi Gabbard. And we've got Byron Donalds also trending well. And oddly enough, some support for Kennedy and Kat Timpf.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
No, they're both fantastic people that I love doing TV and radio with. However, I don't know that either of them is in the market for the Bryce presidential gig. That being said, all your support and suggestion is welcome. So 888-788-9910. You know the only rule on the show.
We're not going to sit here and listen to you bad mouth the United States of America.
Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, you could be a member of the Whig Party. We don't care. Just be in on the joke. If you live here, you have it good. And we need a nominee. We need an election outcome that is better for all of us, not for specific sects of the identity politics, you know, mindset. Okay, a good America means everybody wins. A bad America means everybody loses. So we just need capable, competent people. Because I got to be honest with you. There's nobody in this current administration that has a clue.
I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
I don't doubt that she does. Back to the phones we go. Patty is down in Florida. Patty.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Well, actually, good afternoon.
Yeah, it actually is. It's, yeah. Well,
Okay, we love you. We watch you on Fox. We watch your show.
Oh, wow.
We love you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your new show.
That's awesome.
I just want to cast my vote because I think Tulsi Gabbard would be the perfect VP. She has no affiliation anywhere, really. She's kind of middle of the line. She could get some women.
Yep.
Maybe from the independents. We love Ron. We're in Florida, and we love Ron.
Okay.
But he committed to Florida to be our governor.
Yeah.
We don't really want to give him up, and I think he's going to lose votes because there's a lot of Floridians that feel that way.
Fair.
He committed, and we don't think he should be running around, you know, trying to be the president. His time will come.
Yep.
We love Kristi Noem. Mm-hmm. Kristi Noem loves South Dakota. And she is committed to them.
Mm-hmm.
Tulsi is really wise and very middle of the road.
Yeah.
When she speaks, she gives very precise, clear.
Yep. She's a good communicator.
About what she's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a great communicator. And she's not one of those women that's like all over the road. And,
well, can I tell you this too? If she was the VP and had to debate Kamala, she really did wipe the floor with Kamala in the second presidential debate in 2020. She was the end of Kamala's, you know, presidential ambitions because Nikki really took her out. So in that regard, I think she'd be great for the ticket. I'd be sad to see her leave the Fox orbit because Tulsi's a lot of fun. she's fun to have around. There's other Fox people I'd give you a lot easier than Tulsi, but I don't doubt she would be great.
She would be actually doing things as a VP.
Yeah, exactly.
And that would give you more news.
Imagine that. Yeah, I'd love to have her in charge of the border instead of Kamala. Patty, great call. I appreciate you checking in, girlfriend. Go ahead.
You might call. And we, like I said, we love you. We love everybody on Fox. And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. Get that voice out.
Thank you.
And get everybody on board. This country needs to get back to where we were.
Do we ever?
Thank you for my call.
Rock and roll. We got to clone Patty. Patty says she loves me. She loves everybody at Fox. I don't even love everybody at Fox, Patty. I'm like, you know, it's about 73% of the people here are fantastic. I kid. You guys are great. 888-788-9910. I am heading out to the Egyptian Theater in Boise, Idaho. I've been talking the gig up quite a bit because it's a return engagement. I love Boise. Like, I'm very pro-Boise. I love the town. Last year, I took a drive over to Boise from Bend, Oregon in the high desert. It was one of the best road trips I've ever taken in my life. I liked it so much that on April the 6th, I'll be back at the Egyptian in Boise. Daniel's currently outside the box office sleeping in line to get tickets. Correct, Daniel? Daniel!
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
Good, buddy. So I want to say Jimmy Failla for vice president.
Whoa.
No, seriously, this is not a job interview, but tell me if I don't think like you. You just stole my line. I had to scratch out mop the floor with Kamala Harris. So Tulsi Gabbard, for all the reasons that Juan said, but she's a damn good speaker. Number two, would be Byron Donalds, okay? But, again, I think Trump's going to get a lot more black vote. But I think Tulsi gets women. She gets black vote. Now, if Bird Brain would drop out already, she would be very useful because of the abortion is going to be a big thing.
Yeah, listen.
But I love – what's her name? Stefanik is nails.
She's tough. I think she'd have a harder time, though, because she comes off as more of an extremist than a moderate.
Yeah.
You know.
Let me say one last thing, Jim, before I go, because I love you, man. I really do. You know the reason you have Kennedy, and not to tell you, and what's her name? You have the lawyer. What's her name?
Emily Campagna.
Yeah, because they're very bright, and they allow you not to be the smartest guy in the room for 2 seconds.
Listen, that doesn't take a lot of effort.
I'm a truck driver, but I'm not a dummy. But that's why you have them on there. They're very entertaining. Cat Temp I could take for about 35 seconds. Campagna would be awesome, but I honestly think it's Tulsi Gabbard. You know, Candace Owens, you know, black, smart, but just too opinionated. Too many people turn off. What's her name? The governor up there. Yeah. She's pretty.
Kristi Noem.
Miss America.
So you're a Tulsi. Yeah, you're going Tulsi first, and you say Byron second?
Absolutely. And one last thing, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Remember what he did to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay, we might get Hawaii. Them people are pissed off. They would all vote for Tulsi Gabbard.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, you might flip Hawaii, believe it or not, because I got a lot of relatives there still. They're pissed off. He should have given them nothing after them fires. Worse than the $700 is a slap in the face.
Yeah, no, I agree with that entirely. So I think, I think Tulsi does represent a unique lane for him. It'd be interesting to see what he does.
Absolutely.
She's on the list.
Absolutely.
Well, if he heard this call, I don't think he has a choice, Daniel. Great analysis.
And remember, I still want to work for you. I'm the ex-taxi driver in Vegas, ex-limo driver. I'll be a call screener.
Yeah.
I shot down jets for the Navy. I've done it all.
Wow.
Bankrupt, heart stop last year.
You're way overqualified for this show, dude. Keep doing what you're doing, Daniel. We love you. Oh, too funny. Talking about your VP nominees, Gary is up in Vermont on WVMT. Gary! Gary, do we
realize that Trump is only looking for two qualities in a VP pick? That's unwavering loyalty and not a hint of flamboyance, because Trump wants all that for himself. He will not be upstaged. He wants low key, and that's Tim Scott.
So you say Tim Scott should be the nominee because he's not going to out entertain Trump?
Yeah, I mean, that's what Trump's looking for. He wants, I mean, look at Pence. Why else would he pick
Wait, are you
Pence?
Telling me Pence wasn't the life of the party?
I mean, I like Pence because while he was VP, he vacationed here in Vermont. Yeah. So that was a plus for Pence.
Okay.
But
you say,
you know,
Scott.
But Tim Scott is loyal and he's low-key. I mean, the man's boring, let's face it. But he's got a good message.
No, he does.
And That's what Trump's looking for. He doesn't want anybody who's going to share the limelight with him.
Yeah, no.
He wants it all.
Yeah, you make a good point when it comes to that, as he wants to be the star. He wants to be the face of the operation.
That's right.
So you're right. Maybe it is. Listen, I love what Tim Scott brings to the conversation, so I'd be thrilled if he was the VP.
I'd be happy with him.
Yeah, right. Well, right now he's tied with Tulsi, so let's keep scoring it, Gary. Good stuff, man. I appreciate you taking the time. See you, brother. Corey is out in Philadelphia in the 215. Corey.
Hey, Jimmy.
My man.
Hey, Tulsi's got to be the pick, and here's why.
Ooh.
The Democrats are going to weaponize abortion in this upcoming election. So if Trump makes her the czar of women's health, he can almost take it off of his plate and say, hey, listen, we're going to solve this issue. Not only are we going to do better than replace Roe v. Wade, we're going to have a better thing. We're going to have Trump care for women or whatever it is, however he can sell it or spin it. But if he puts her as the czar of women's health care and she can do something where Kamala can't do anything as the czar of the border, I think that it'll be a great lane for him to try to skate in.
Wow.
And not just that. I want to watch Tulsi debate Kamala at least once, if not three times. And I want to watch that with Kennedy and Kat Tim.
Well, listen, there's a good chance it'll happen if you have beer.
Oh, I don't drink. I got some other stuff, but...
Well, then you got Kat for sure. I'll work on Kennedy. Corey, excellent analysis. I thank you for this. Tulsi Gabbard now in the lead. Let's go to Liz in Utica, WIBX territory. Hey, Liz.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Better now, girlfriend. You know I like the 315 area code quite a bit.
We love
love you here.
Aww.
And do you get sick of how many times people say, Jimmy, we love you, we love you?
No, because I don't believe them. This is the thing.
We do. You're the best. It's a very hard pick. There are so many. They're all good, but I would have to say I am putting Tim Scott first.
Oh,
Tulsi second, but I really like Byron too.
Mm-hmm. So you're going Tim Scott in the lead.
I am.
Wow. So it's tied right now.
But I love Tulsi too.
Okay. So it would seem like no matter who we're talking about, whether it's Tim Scott, whether it's Byron, whether it's Tulsi, whether it's Sarah, that anyone's better than Kamala. Would you not? There's no one on this list that you wouldn't take over Kamala, correct?
I could take on Kamala.
But I say that the reason it's so significant is because given the age of these two presidents, the vice presidents are going to get scrutinized in a way that they don't normally, you know, because
And if we're going with who would I'd rather see debate Kamala, then I would put Tulsi first before Scott, because I think.
Yeah, she's going to rough her up. Yeah, she would.
I think she would rough her up.
Must see TV.
Very smart.
Well, if that happens, I'll drive up to Fat Cats and you and me can watch it together.
I'd love it.
Oh, Liz, you're the best, girlfriend. I'll see you back in the neighborhood.
Bye, Jimmy.
Bye-bye. Miss you already. The great Liz. Quick break. We're getting to all your calls after this.
A show with substance and style.
This is my oldest guy in the boy band look.
It's Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon.
He's a good-looking Italian.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon, Diamond Dave Landau around the corner. Right now, we're getting back to your calls, text, tweets, carrier pigeons, smoke signals, if Elizabeth Warren is listening. So silly, Jimmy. Who should be Trump's VP if he wraps up the nomination this weekend? Right now, a dead heat between Tulsi and Tim Scott. We go down to West Palm Beach, Florida, where Patrick could change things. Patrick.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm doing, man. We got a pretty good, healthy dialogue going here. What's the West Palm crowd thinking? You're very close to Mar-a-Lago. You might know things.
I absolutely love the idea of Tim Scott, but your comment earlier got me thinking a little bit. Mm-hmm. When you said that we can have differing opinions, but still be able to talk. Mm-hmm. There was a time in the country when we used to, pick our vice president by whoever the losing opponent was. So, thinking about that, what about Joe Manchin to help bridge the divide in the country?
Whoa! I love the idea of a moderate Democrat. I don't think that's bad. Like, if Trump was running on sort of a unity ticket, because he takes away the argument about him being divisive. I think the problem is, I think it's great. Like, I think in terms of fixing the country, it's great. I think the problem they'll have winning the election is the Democrats are just going to howl that it's two racist white guys, and I'm not sure if they can overcome that. You know, because most of the Democratic platform between now and Election Day is going to be based on calling us Klan members. You know, it's sad that this is what it's come to, but that's where I think a Tulsi or a Tim Scott helps push back. But find out what they're saying in Mar-a-Lago. You're right down the block. Go to Wawa, get a Slurpee, and head over the canal.
All right, I'll report back and let you know how it goes at the gate.
You now have... I have a bad feeling about how it's going to go at the gate, but let's see. Maybe you can exceed expectations. Good luck, Patrick. Thank you, brother. Patrick throws another card on the board for Joe Manchin and the possibility of a unity ticket. Matthew in Hiram, Utah. Matthew!
Hey, how's it going, Jimmy?
Good, man. I'm going to be
long line.
Yeah, I'll say, no, it's nuts right now. How far are you from Salt Lake City?
About 45 minutes to an hour, depending if I'm driving or my wife.
I'm flying in there next Friday morning on my way up to Idaho Falls.
I wish I could see you in Idaho Falls. I got a sister up there.
Oh, get out. Yeah, it's good hang up there.
It'd be awesome to see you.
Well, you might see me screeching up Route 15, you know. So
if you never go through Hiram, you know, stop by and use one of my vending machines.
Hey, man, now you're talking. Who's the VP?
Honestly, I kind of go with the last guy that just talked. Part of putting everything together, I don't think we should go with the loser, because the biggest loser would be Biden, right?
Yeah.
But I think Robert Kennedy Jr., you know.
RFK.
I really think they're both, they both hate the establishment of, like, or at least the government and how corrupt it's gotten, mm-hmm. you know. And if there's two guys that have the most fury in their heart for it, it's going to be the two of them.
Yeah.
You know, and I know he's got different beliefs on guns and abortions and stuff like that. But I think this presidency really needs to be focused on hitting a hard political restart on our government and getting us back to where we need to be before we're going to have some real problems.
Wow. No, I agree that we're really in a bad spot right now. So I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be against it. Kennedy, RFK Jr. has previously said he wouldn't be Trump's VP. But I think everybody says that until they're offered the job. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody said that, you know. Yeah, I mean, everyone says, "Oh no, I won't take $1 million till I do that." Until all of a sudden,
until somebody's offering you $1 million. Yeah,
here's a case, and we're walking away. You know, so, yeah. Oh, okay. You know.
Think about that. Most of the things people say, like I wouldn't do that for $1 million, they'd actually do for $10,000. When you boil it
Which
down.
Right. Right.
Good but human nature.
I really think Robert would be, be great. And it would show, like, you can have competence as an 80-year-old. You know, it's not just an old guy.
No, he's on the board. I think it's a pick. I'm going to see what people – I think it's going to work. I'm going to buy a Twix in your vending machine now. Brilliant call, Matthew.
Perfect. My bestseller, man. Thanks, Jimmy.
I'll see you soon. We're 50 seconds out on a commercial break. If anyone can handle it, it's Wally in St. Petersburg Beach, Florida. Because Wally's a guy I've met. I'm not afraid to hang up on him if I need to. Wally, what do you know? Who's the pick?
Jimmy, let me just go with reestablishing what the founding fathers wanted, and I'm going to pick Nancy Pelosi.
I don't believe you.
You bring – hey, that's Andrew. Andrew Johnson was Abraham Lincoln's Democratic vice president.
Yep.
And that was what the founding fathers told us what was going to happen with political parties. It's happening. But for everybody listening, before I get sent into the penalty box for my pick, she's very sharp. She's elderly, sharp, and female. And and lastly, I'm adding two stops to your Ponte Vedra tour date, Daytona Bike Week, and also St. Augustine, the oldest Catholic church in North America.
Oh, all right, Wally, we'll talk. Great call, as always. Bye. And don't sleep on Pelosi. Anyone who knows her says she was an excellent waitress at the Last Supper. That experience could qualify her to serve the country well. There it is, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. We have been taking your calls, text, tweets, carrier pigeons, whatever you're into. Opened a few messages inside bottles. We're trying to figure out who Trump's vice presidential running mate should be. Keeping score right now, Tim Scott, Tulsi Gabbard in the lead. Joe Manchin somehow picking up two votes as well. Byron Donalds with two to boot. Surprisingly, not one vote cast for my next guest, Diamond Dave Landau. Do you feel shunned by the American people? What do you attribute this to, man?
Yes, I do, Sugar Bear. I think they feel that I lack the experience, but what they don't understand is I don't lack the gratitude.
Well, to be clear, if people want to show their gratitude, they can see you in Saratoga Springs. You're at the New York, the Comedy Works in Saratoga Springs this weekend up in New York?
Yes, Friday and Saturday.
Ooh. Now, honestly, I do believe, for real, because you think about this, if you're going to be Trump's running mate, I think Trump needs somebody Trumpy. I had a call earlier who said that Trump wants Tim Scott because he doesn't want anybody to outshine him. But I think whoever Trump's running mate is going to get attacked so intensely. Don't you need to be good at crowd work to be Trump's VP?
Oh, you have to be at least a good opening act with a solid 15.
Yeah, no, I mean it. So what I'm saying is, we joke about someone like you or me being a vice president, like the running mate. Obviously, you know, people aren't going to let us be president because they have a thing called background checks. But,
yes,
but, you know, we're going to run into a little problem in the late 90s, early aughts. It's probably going to slow down the campaign for a few weeks.
It's just unfair that so many misdemeanors equal a felony.
Just a victim of bad math. That's all it really is when you think of it that way. But the point is, you do need a clap back guy. So some of the – and we're going to get to more calls, but some of the people we've heard of – you know, there's some RFK Jr. support out there, some Joe Manchin support. Like, Tim Scott is good for the Republicans because the Democrats are going to call whoever the nominee is racist for 9 months anyway. And it's going to kind of look funny if they're saying it to a black guy, no?
Absolutely. It's not going to work out at all. That will benefit them. That will be a great – I think that's probably the best go.
Uh-huh.
Either that or he's got to bring back DeSantis and then give him his self-esteem back.
Because he just crushed the man's self-worth.
Yes, because he had it for so long, and he was doing good, and he was really good at going back at the press.
Yeah, it was.
And the only thing that kind of destroyed him a bit was Trump.
Yeah.
So I think if Trump gets him back in the ring, maybe trains him like Rocky, he can kind of be, you know, his Apollo Creed. And then they can team up, and that could kind of win.
Are you suggesting this is like the Rocky III moment when Rocky hits the bag, and out of, in the shadows you hear Carl Weathers go, "That's not the way you do it." And he walks in, and he's like, "Apollo?" And then they like he decides he's going to train him? Are you telling me DeSantis is taking his rage out on a bag right now, and Trump's going to parachute in the high knee socks?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that...
is not the most unbelievable part of the Rocky movies. People talk about the boxing, and they talk about Drago and everything in that. But isn't the most far-fetched part of Rocky the moment where Stallone beats Carl Weathers in a foot race?
That's got to be the hardest to believe part.
No one buys the beach scene.
Other than, and there's a great parody of it, but... the scene in Rocky, I believe it's 4, where he does fight Drago and Carl Weathers comes in. And, of course, he loses the fight. He ends up getting killed. Spoiler, but it's, you know, 30 years old. But when he comes in dancing, and there's a great parody where it's like, you know, I think the reason why he lost was he was so very winded from all the dancing. Drago's just standing there, and this guy's got fireworks, and he's doing a whole musical number. It's really the worst thing you can do before fighting one of the toughest opponents.
Dave Landau is on the line. And no, you know, you're right. No analysts really factor that into the equation. So then let me ask you this. Is there a world where Trump is doing too much dancing with all the fighting going on, or no, because Biden isn't doing any dancing at all?
Oh, well, the problem is Drago just stood there, but Drago was Drago.
Yeah.
Drago didn't just stand there because he didn't know where he was.
There is that concern.
I don't think there's a boxer in the history of boxing that has that much CTE. Especially that's just been brought on through time.
Yeah. Biden does say he was hit by corn pop. He claims he's taken the punches.
Well, that's true, but will they let him bring a length of chain into the ring?
Maybe, if only because it'll hold him to something that's going to keep him upright. But I don't think he has a weapon, though.
That's true. He's, as I recall in that story, he's great at keeping blacks out of swimming pools.
That's what he actually bragged about. He bragged about
correct.
He was denying the black youth the right to swim. And like back in 2020, we were like, you know, this isn't the good talking point you think it is.
You went and got a length of chain and went up against Corn Pop because he wanted him and his friends to swim. I don't see why we're on your side. And then you said that once they were in the pool, they wanted to play with your leg hair. And people were like, yeah, this guy won by a landslide.
Highest black turnout ever. The guy who bragged about denying black kids the right to go in the pool. No one buys it. No one buys it.
Yeah, strange. Still not fit to stand trial, totally fit to be leader of the free world.
I love this so much. We're talking to Diamond Dave Landau. You can see him in Saratoga Springs this weekend. He's at the Comedy Works in Saratoga, New York. My upstate New York WIBX listeners, no excuse not to get over there. Finger Lakes Radio, gas up the Yugo. Go see Diamond Dave. One other thing I wanted to throw at you then while I got you. Did you watch Fannie Willis last week with the, you know, kind of on trial for absconding cash so she could basically foot the bill at a Hot Sheets motel with her side piece?
Yes, I did.
Was it not very entertaining at the very, to say the least?
Oh, it was absolutely entertaining, and she's absolutely guilty.
Oh, 100%. But the point I wanted to make is, like, doesn't it, like, don't you, when you see in these moments, who actually can get a level of authority? Meaning she is, a, you know, an attorney general, right? Or district attorney anyway. Who can get that level of gig? You know, because growing up, you would just assume the people who wind up in these positions are, like, really revered people, like heightened intellects. And then you find out it's just an audience extra on the Wendy Williams show.
Yeah. Yeah. Wendy's too moral. She's got too much intelligence to hit that. Yeah. It is sad. It was people that you thought you could look up to and people that you thought had any sort of moral fiber. And then you realize it's the opposite. And that's what's kind of sad. Is you realize, like, oh, it's like these narcissists that are just willing to destroy everyone and everything around them, and that's who kind of runs everything.
Yep.
And I wish I could make it happier, but that's just the sad truth. It's like a lot of people just be like, I couldn't do that to someone else. I guess I can't have power. And these people are like, oh, give it to me. I'll hurt anyone.
And I'll blow off some steam in an hourly rate motel. With my,
yeah, no worries.
It's the greatest story in the world because the guy's getting paid cash. The guy is, like, legitimately investigating a president, okay, which is a high level of investigation. This is a dude who previously did, like, car accidents. You know what I'm saying? So he clearly doesn't have the authority to do anything. But she gets the gig, cuts him in on the money, and they just start traversing the globe. And then she tried to, and I thought it was so fascinating, because she tried to, like, oh, no, you didn't, her way out of this by getting onto the stand and just being defiant. But it was odd. Like, if you've ever watched anybody who's full of it, I think you know this and I know this, okay? The worst thing you can do if you're about to lie is wait. Pause for 45 seconds when you're responding to the question. Like, if a cop pulls you over and goes, have you been drinking? If you wait 45 seconds to say no, he's pulling you out of the car by your hair, is he not?
Absolutely. And also, if you wait that long and you don't just use the word, one word, no, that was her problem as well.
Yeah.
When you overly explain everything for far too long, it's a clear admission of guilt where you just like, okay, how many beers have you had? Well, you know, I had like half one here and then one over there, you know, not that many, maybe two. I think I had two, maybe even that. And then they're just like, okay, so you've had 16. Please step out of the car.
And her testimony was essentially that, but with the hiccups.
It's
yeah. What a mess.
Except she didn't know numbers.
It was fun. But, you know, you learn things. Who knew the district attorney got paid in singles?
Yes, it's good to know. And who knew the people investigating the presidents and just had such they get caught doing this. It's like you have no ability to do your job if you can't even hide this.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great point. She's hiding an affair. OK, which you'd think if you're her, a district attorney. OK, that I would think more than anything is something you should be able to handle. No.
Absolutely. You can't handle a private thing like an affair.
Yeah.
It's insane to me that you couldn't keep that under wraps. No. So it's like, so you can literally keep nothing hidden.
What a bad look for the country.
It's terrible. That's what I mean.
And they were doing it in cash, which makes it even worse because cash, I would think, gives you a leg up.
Yes, you would assume there'd be no paper trail, but somehow they proved cash.
Unbelievable. It's you know, listen, Jenny pays our pool guy in cash. She knows.
My wife does the same. It's odd.
It's so odd. They want to pay the personal trainer in cash all the time.
I know. I don't even have a pool.
Where is this gym that's open at 1 a.m, honey? This is odd. You got another workout session? This is odd. Unbelievable.
Just as Dan's gym open from 1 to 1:30.
Apparently this guy is training out of a Honda Accord hatchback. This is a weird training regimen.
Strange.
Good stuff. Bizarre. Oh, she's never looked better. Dave Landau, I'm sending everybody to the Comedy Works, my man. I'll talk to you over the weekend. And just confirm for my audience, when are you back on the TV show?
I believe March 7th.
Oh, let's go. That's a big win for the American people. All right, rock and roll. We'll see you on the telly. Good luck this weekend.
All right, my friend. Thanks for having me.
Love you, man. The great Diamond Dave Landau. We're going to get right back to your calls on this vice presidential thing, but we took a quick sidebar into Fannie Willis territory because I needed to get a comic's take on that, if only because if you watched her testify, and if you're a comic, the reason you succeed as a comic, for real, people use the adage read the room, but the truth is, as a comic, you have to lead the room, okay? Meaning you read it. Okay, you know what's going on. You know who's there. You know what the energy is. It's your job to change it, to bend it to your will, and to be, you know, adamantly in charge, okay? And we become so good at body language because we see things happening at tables that we know we're going to have to address in real time. And comics watched Fannie Willis last weekend and straight up were like, oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, Fannie.
You are so full of shit.
It's impossible not to look away once you see that on a person. And again, I know I talked about it as being like a black eye for the justice system to have somebody that was that shamefully deceitful, you know, sitting there before the world declaring her innocence when anybody with any self-respect was like, oh, I get it. They got this woman, you know, deer in the headlights type of a thing. And that's the truth. And hearing it from a comic, you know, when you have an idea and you like the idea, but hearing it from any other person you consider to be competent, they agree with you. And now you're like, I love this idea. That's where I'm at on Fannie Willis. Let's see if you guys can sway me on the VP pick. Right back to your calls after this.
The show that's not afraid to hit the road.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
This is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There it is, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Still trying to figure out who the VP for Donald Trump should be. I got to tell you right now, there is a tie between Tim Scott and Tulsi Gabbard. I don't know that this next caller is going to break it. Chuck is in Texas. Yo, Chuck!
How's it going, Jimmy Failla?
It is going. I'm getting ready to come down to Dallas in June, man.
How about that? Unlike Patty, I don't love you because I'm still mad at you from January 10th when Jeff Beck died. Because 2 days later, Lisa Marie died, and you never brought Jeff Beck's name up.
Is that true?
It is true.
I did not know that. That's crazy. I'm a big, as you'd imagine, pretty big Elvis fan over here in the Failla house. But was I even on the radio? I don't know. But the point is, there's so many better reasons to be mad at me than this. But what do you think? I know.
I would throw a new wrench into the vice president. I would pick one for 2 years and pick another for 2 years. I don't know why they don't do that. That way you get more of an effort to reach more voters. I'd go with Larry Elder, and I'd go with Noam.
Larry Elder and Kristi Noem. Okay, now, under the current rules, you can only have one VP. So which one would you pick if you had to?
Larry Elder.
You say Elder. So Elder gets his first vote of the pageant. I like the idea, Larry Elder. He's a really sharp guy. And, again, he pushes back against the whole Democratic, you know, narrative that we're all just a bunch of crazy racists. But what's funny is they did it to him in California and got away with it.
Well, I don't know why his name's not being brought up. It was for a long time.
Yeah.
But lately it hasn't been.
Well, now that you mentioned it, I mean, you carry a lot of weight nationally. So we'll see if Trump responds, okay?
I hope so.
Great call, Chuck. I will be in Dallas. I can confirm June 7th. Is there any chance we see you at the Majestic?
I don't know. I'm involved with some semi-pro, I guess be the best way, dart tournaments going on, and I may have commitments. But well, otherwise, I might.
Well, listen.
He's offering such a great thing. Mm-hmm. Drive us up there and everything from Tyler. So
yeah, it's a win. But the way my crowd drinks, you can't bring darts around. Not safe.
That's a good idea. We also got a great place in Tyler called Stanley's for your ribs next time.
I'd love to go to Stanley's. Let's talk about it. All right, Chuck, you win. Great call. We'll see you soon. Steve is in Texas. We'll stay in Texas. Steve-O, what's happening, man?
Jimbo, how you doing?
I'm doing, my man. It's a silly day today. I'm letting the callers kind of run the show. But we do need a VP to be second in command. Who do you suggest?
Okay, well, first of all, let me just say this. I need you to fix radio for me because oftentimes I'm listening to you while I'm driving, and I don't have the opportunity to call in. I have pulled over and given you this time. This hour is for you.
Oh, thank you. And, I'm flattered, man.
Yeah, but what I need is a like button. Is there some way that I can be listening to the radio and just hit like when I hear you say something so you can get my response and you'll know, hey, Steve liked it.
I like that.
If you could do that, it would be awesome because, anyways, I mean, every other foreign media has it, right? You know, all the other social media outlets have
that's,
it. So.
That's pretty funny. But if I gave you a like button, it'd only be a matter of time before they gave me a dislike button, and then I'd be in trouble.
Yeah, that's all right.
Give me a really quick so I don't lose you. Give me a VP really quick.
All right, so Hunter Biden. And this is why. This is why. Really quick.
Okay,
you know, he can help with fundraising, insider info, and who better?
Steve picked Hunter Biden because
Hunter's a dirtbag.
Live from everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Is it ever? Man, oh boy, oh man, we are fired up over here. To bring you a big hour of Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Now, I should tell you that I have Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen on the show at the tail end of the hour, but long before he hits the stage, we got a lot of opening acts. We opened up the phones today to figure out who you'd want as Trump's VP if and when he clinches the Republican nomination. And so far, we are in a dead heat between Tulsi Gabbard and Tim Scott with some support for Byron Donalds. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Joe Manchin got two votes. Kennedy from the Fox Business Network also getting a vote.
Are you stupid or something?
Stop it. She'd be phenomenal. 888-788-9910. Tell me who you want. The way this show works, as you know, we're not in the make you agree with the host business on this show.
I don't care where you come from. I don't care what color you are. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how dumb you are.
No, ma'am. But the one thing we are trying to accomplish in this hour is I'm just trying to get a feel for what the country thinks would help Trump win. That's the point. What do you think would round out the ticket in a way that could get him over the top against Joe Biden, a guy who at right this current presently constituted moment is the lowest polling president in history.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Okay, lowest polling president in history.
Biden is such a disaster.
A lot of people feel that way. So that being said, it's an uphill climb for Trump, if only because he brings in some very high negatives himself. So getting this thing over the top, if in fact you're voting Republican, it certainly would help to have a VP that fills in the blanks. What are you focused on? I guess that's what we'll find out in this hour. 888-788-9910. Chantel is listening on KSEV down in Houston. Hey, Chantel.
Hey, Jimmy. I am never going to be able to look at The Last Supper again without laughing my fool head off.
About Pelosi?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Nancy Pelosi was a fine waitress at The Last Supper. You got to respect it.
Anyway, my pick for Trump's vice president, it needs to be somebody who is the strength to Trump's weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Trump's weaknesses are that he's obnoxious and disliked.
Mm-hmm.
And so he needs a Ben Franklin to his John Adams.
Okay.
And so I would like to suggest Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
Go ahead. Well, he does have a very good plain spoken manner that is efficient, colorful, and entertaining. Is that why you'd recommend him, or is there more to it?
Well, he makes you feel good. Whoever you are, he makes you feel good when you listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
And now, so does Trump, but only to people who really, really like Trump.
Okay. So you.
Whereas I think Kennedy has some spread.
Mm-hmm.
He has some reach outside of just the pure MAGA people. I think people recognize humor no matter who they are.
Well, listen, you said a lot. I don't think you're wrong in the sense that he's a good communicator, and I think people would get him. It's the first vote. He's gonna need some extra support, but you might have just swayed the American people, Chantel. Stay tuned. You could be a trendsetter, girlfriend. Be well.
Sounds fun. Hey, come to Houston sometime.
I'm working on it. I want to go down there. My man owes me, Brandon Cruz owes me barbecue at Damon's Barbecue, just a few minutes south of Houston. So you may see me down there collecting spare ribs one of these days. I'll keep you posted. There she goes. She likes John Kennedy, who's kind of made a name for himself over the course of the past few years because he's pretty plain spoken when it comes to clapping back against the Democrats. You know, like, do you remember when they wanted to defund the police?
Look, if you hate cops just because they're cops, the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead.
He's good, man. The man is good. All right, back to the phones. I'm going to be in Idaho Falls next Friday, so let's go to Alex, who is in Idaho Falls right now. Hey, girl.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, just driving up to school.
Well, I'll be in your hood next Friday if you're not at happy hour getting tanked with the kids.
I don't drink, but I would still love to go to the show, though.
I love that, Alex. All right, good. And I like that you don't drink, because the people who drink too much wind up in radio, and you don't want to wind up there.
Still having a good time.
I love that about you. Who do you think the VP should be?
I'm torn between Vivek or Tulsi.
Ooh, Tulsi has a lot of support today. I didn't realize she was as popular as she was. Like, I know she's great. I work with her here at Fox quite a bit. But I'm genuinely surprised by this. I thought the way this was going to go, I expected a lot of Vivek. I expected some Tim Scott. I expected some Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I have been blown away by the Tulsi support. Who would be your second choice? If Vivek, you said?
Yes.
Ooh, Vivek, you're the first person to nominate Vivek, as prominent as he's been.
Well, glad to be the first.
Look at that. You're a trendsetter, Alex. You're our first sober listener. You're our first Vivek nominee. We love you for it, girlfriend. We'll see you in Idaho Falls.
Right on. Hope to see you there.
Oh, thanks. Have a great one. There she goes. The great Alex, who puts Vivek on the board. Tom is in the Lake of the Ozarks. He's a sharp caller. Let's see what Tom has. Tom.
Dude.
My man.
Listen, you need to come back, number one.
We're working on it.
Number two. Mm-hmm. You ask what would make Trump more appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Shut his mouth.
Yeah, that's good. Yo, you're not wrong. That these trials might help him because they keep him away from a microphone for a little while.
Right. But, you know, I'm torn between Haley and Tim Scott.
Okay.
Haley for the you know, the women vote, plus she's, she has American Indian in her.
Yep.
You know, there's several different things there. Plus, she's pretty doggone sharp.
Yeah.
And if Trump's not careful, she's going to take it.
Yeah.
But Tim Scott is probably hands down. If Trump can keep his mouth shut, you know, and then, you got Huckabee. Huckabee just absolutely made Trump look like a rock star.
She did. I think they're all solid picks, but I think you're speaking to an issue no one has voiced yet, that if you can get a VP that can make positive headlines, it'll help, because Trump a lot of times commits unforced errors where he has the news cycle on his side and he says something controversial and stupid, and then all of a sudden we're focused on that for 72 hours. So if you get a good VP who's making headlines in their own right, it would probably help him a great deal. So I'm going to put you down as a Haley Scott combo, which slightly alters the matrix. Good stuff, man. And yes, we're working on getting back to your hood soon. The great Tom. Tom is very sharp. And, you know, listen, he says Trump needs to, you know, be careful with his mouth.
Wrong.
It's tough because in a lot of ways it's baked into the cake and you expect Trump to say crazy things. But Tom's not wrong. When it comes to getting independence, when it comes to getting women, okay, the Trump baggage becomes a liability if it's not carefully curated. That's where I think a female VP is either super helpful or you got to go with a black guy like Tim Scott or Byron Donalds. You've got to take a lane of attack away from the Democrats. And where they traditionally like to attack Trump is by calling him racist, which he's not. Okay, they'll call him a misogynist, which he is not. Okay, but the point is, having a surrogate for his campaign that happens to be on the ticket really does cut off that lane of attack in the event that Trump puts himself in a bad spot. But let's get to more of your analysis, not mine. Mac is in Washington, D.C. He's right in the swamp. Yo, Mac.
Jimmy, nice to talk to you again. First of all, I want to say you're killing it, man.
Oh,
congratulations on the new show. I knew
thanks,
that was
man.
Coming after seeing you host Gutfeld for the first time.
Oh, wow. Hot damn. Thank you.
Yeah, man. I mean, when I saw it, I said, you better not let Jimmy host that show anymore. Gutfeld's going to be out of a job. So
oh,
you got your own show.
Stop it. No, I like hosting his show more than mine because I look taller and skinnier sitting on his booster seat.
Damn right you do.
Good for you. Who's the VP, man? What do you think?
You know, I know it's not going to happen, but I would really like to see Ron DeSantis, and it's for a number of reasons. One, he's a veteran, and as a Marine, Jimmy, it's hard for me to accept a commander-in-chief or anybody in those two offices that are willing and able to you know, order men and women to their deaths when they don't have any concept of it because they haven't served in the military.
Yeah.
So having him there and having him there for the 4 years – just grooming him and getting him ready for 2028, because I think that's where he's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the right choice. And I think that although his personality is not the favorite personality, it's definitely not as abrasive as the Donald. So
DeSantis,
that would be my pick, but I think it's going to be Tim Scott, and I don't have a problem with that at all.
All right, kick it. I'll put you in the DeSantis tally. I think he'd be super competent. I think he is going to hold out to 28 because he has such a good record. He's going to wind up being a Republican nominee anyway, I think. But good analysis,
yeah,
Mac.
I agree with you.
Good stuff as always, and thanks for having excellent taste in television as well. My man. 888-788-9910. Getting to your calls, who the VP should be. Logan is down in Destin, Florida. Yo, Logan.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm doing, man. So far, this analysis is all over the map. We've had, between you and me, we have had 3, 5, 6, 7, 9, 11. We've had 15 different picks. The leads right now, Tulsi's ahead of Tim Scott by 1, but you might throw that up. What do you got?
Yeah, well, first, with the last caller, I hope we keep Ron in Florida because he's good governor.
Yes.
And I like to keep him here.
I agree with you.
Let him go to the next one.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree
and
with
he
you.
Did really good here.
And let me ask you this, Logan, as a guy who is pro-DeSantis as a governor, do you see him as being smart to wait till 2028 if only because he doesn't have to hitch his political fate to somebody else?
Yeah, them two fighting it out, I don't think that was really wise.
Okay, good call. I agree, and I think DeSantis for 28, I think he's positioned pretty well, depending on how this plays. But who, DeSantis, who takes the gig?
I like Kerry Lake, and I'll give you five good reasons really fast. Mm-hmm. I have multiple groups on different websites, and anytime you throw up Kerry Lake online, mm-hmm. they jump all over it. Hearts and thumbs ups on Facebook, they go insane for Kerry Lake. Really? Second, you put her as the opposite of the laughing Kamala Harris, but yeah, Kamala. Yeah. I don't even saying her name. But anyway, she would go the opposite. They can't call her racist. She's a woman. They can go on woman issues. She's right on the border. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she knows what to do. You put her as, the Cesar or the border Cesar. She would jump right on that. She's been in media. She can handle the media. She knows what to do. She was an anchor. She could speak a whole lot clearer as a VP versus what you got right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's so much on there. She's running for Senate, but, I mean – I like to see her as a senator, but if you can have her as a VP, she's already been in Mar-a-Lago. She's right there next to Trump so many different times. You see her, you know, they don't even show her on the news. But, I mean, if you actually see her online, I mean, she likes Trump. Trump likes her. I mean, if they don't keep, just constantly bashing her online or on the news.
I think it's going to be really interesting. I think his list, Trump's list, the one he talked about with Ingram the other night, I think the top women are Kristi Noem and Tulsi Gabbard from what I read. But Lake brings a lot of energy to the ticket, so you couldn't dismiss her. Good analysis all around, man. Logan, I'll be down in Florida soon. We'll hang, man.
All right, I appreciate it.
Be well. The great Logan with some great analysis. Quick break, back to your calls.
It's the show that 9 out of 10 listeners voted the best host on radio.
I don't want to say that they were dumb, but... They were dumb.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There it is, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, all over the phones today. My goodness gracious, probably the easiest radio day of my life. I just came on the air, handed it off to you guys, and you have absolutely crushed it. We're trying to figure out who Trump's VP should be. Jordan is in Longview, Texas. That's KTBB territory. Jordan!
What's second, Jimmy?
My man. A lot of fun today on the show. Definitely giving the game ball to the callers today. I've done nothing.
It's been a great listen, actually.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. You get to hear what the rest of the country's up to. It's nice to know you and me aren't the only crazy people, right?
I know quite a few, actually. So.
Well, yeah, if you're in Longview.
They're pretty sane around these parts of Texas.
Yeah, they are. They're good eggs out there in East Texas. Who do you think the VP is?
Man, I got to say Vivek.
Ooh.
The swamp filled back up, you know, as soon as Joe Biden took over office. And I feel like he's the only one that's got the cojones to help Trump drain it.
Wow.
He asked all the right questions, and, man, he's really piqued my interest. I like the guy a lot.
Whoa! Vivek making a late charge. Listen, he's a phenomenal communicator. And I think to be on the Trump ticket, you're going to need to be, because the media is going to try to take so many unorthodox angles of attack that you need to have a clear-spoken guy who can push back. I think that's a big asset.
That, they don't have anything they can attack him for.
Yeah.
He's done no wrong so far.
But, well, listen, they'll find something. They call Tim Scott a white supremacist. He's black. They'll try. Jordan, great call, man. I'm coming to Dallas. Maybe try to come hang out in Dallas, Jordan. It's going to be a rowdy night.
Man, I'll try. I stay booked up most weekends myself.
Yeah, I would imagine. Guy like you. But listen, if you get a shot, there's plenty of room for you in the party bus. We'll work it out. Be well. Rod is in Michigan. Yo, Rod.
Jimmy, love the show, my man.
How about it?
We laugh to keep from crying.
No, that's funny.
I got to go. Thinking ahead, I love Vivek for all the reasons you mentioned. And then thinking ahead for the next president, I think he would just get sharpen his axe, and be ready for 8 years.
Wow.
After Trump.
Well, you're in a big swing state, so your vote should almost count double. It's a late rally for Vivek. It was Tulsi in the lead with Tim Scott. Vivek might pull this thing out. Holy hell! I know Vivek has a lot of money. He didn't put you up to this, did he?
Well, I'm going to say, as you know, I am in Michigan. We know up here, it's who counts those votes is very important.
So maybe instead of it being the VP, you need Vivek working at a voting precinct. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you.
Good call, Rod. Stay warm, man. I know everybody's freezing up there, but we'll do this again. All right, brother? Great
man,
call. Love you, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mac is out in Wyoming. Yo, Mac.
Hey, Jimmy, buddy.
My man.
That last caller was wall wet. He's in Michigan. How can he not like my girl, Tudor Dixon?
Whoa! Tudor gets on the board.
You're going to think I'm a genius, Jimmy, but she's coming out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can't negative campaign her until she's the woman.
Mm-hmm.
She gave Whitmer a good run.
She did.
She's going to bring in a swing state. She's going to bring in the women. The ladies love her. It's a no-brainer.
Listen to me. Tudor is phenomenal. She's on my TV show this Saturday night. She's going to be on the panel. And she is phenomenal. She's super smart, super funny. My producers say she's easy on the eyes. I don't know. I only pay attention to women for their intellectual contributions. But I think she'd be a phenomenal pick. I'm gonna see what she thinks on live TV. I'll ask her. I'll say Mac wants to know. I'll get you an answer. How about that?
Get her out here to Bighorn. Bighorn, Wyoming.
Mac's just trying to get a date out of this deal. We love you, Mac. Good call. It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. They're playing Enter the Dragon. That can only mean one thing. Joining us now on the show, the Bruce Lee of the Senate, Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen is here to break some boards. What's happening?
What's going on, Jimmy?
You get, I don't know who you bribed on my staff. You get the best intro music. Enter the Dragon?
Well, it's because, you know, they get a choice to you know, to pump me up or bring me down, and they choose to bring us up, so we got a good show.
Oh, I see. So they're saying you need all the help you can get as
all
a guest.
All the help, yes. It's like my wife.
No. Yes,
that's my
clothes
for me.
Good for you. I'm laughing. Well, you're breaking up a wild party on the radio. I've been taking calls about who Trump's VP should be. If only because I think you would agree Trump's probably wrapping up this nomination, no?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think the Haley thing is? Like, what do you think's going on there? Because she doesn't seem like she's going away.
No, Nikki's not going to go away. She's banking a scorched earth position here. And if I were to really dig in deep with my thoughts, I would think that there's a lot of people, Jimmy, that just don't like Trump. And what's odd to me is the ones that typically have a lot of money.
Yeah.
They don't like him. I think it's because the measuring contest of the wallet is really what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that if you really get into what it's all about, I believe what you find is that Nikki Haley is being financed by these individuals, and they're saying, hey, stay in the race. Cause as much problems as you can for Trump, and when the fight's over, the fight's over. And I think maybe that's why she's even staying as long as this is happening. It doesn't make any sense why she would call a news conference about the state of the her presidential race,
mm-hmm.
and then say she's still in the fight. It just there's no rhyme or reason. She's going to lose in her home state, and any elected official knows that is. That is the absolute positive death knell, unless you're a president, because if you lose your own state, you become the vice president. I don't know how that works.
It is weird that it works that way.
Yeah.
But I just need to find these people with all the extra money to throw around then. That's what I took out of what you just told me.
Yeah, but I truly do think that's it. Someone's funding her campaign. Mm-hmm. So do you think it's guys that can send $100 to her? Or $5 to her. These people are given what they can give. It's people that can write a $5,000 check to her campaign and then write a $200,000 check to her super PAC or start a super PAC for $1 million and it doesn't even phase them.
Yeah,
no one that's really looking for an investment in a candidate is donating to her at this time.
That's a great point. So we're talking to Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. The Bruce Lee of the Senate from this day forward.
I prefer Chuck Norris, but we'll go with Chuck.
You know what, though? No, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, you would be the Chuck Norris. You could be a Delta Force Chuck Norris type dude. See? All about the spinoff.
And we both have strong beards.
Thank you. You got a strong beard game. I will give you that as well. See? There you go. I stand corrected on that. Well, since we're in that vein of battling and combat and everything in between, where are we on this aid situation? Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's you people. There's two things about the aid package. There's lethal and there's humanitarian.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of different groups on this, right? So you got the guys that want to support Ukraine, and they really don't care about Indo-Pacific. They really don't care about the border, and they're kind of oh-hum about Israel. And I'd put most Democrats in that category.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Republicans that are border, and they are more isolationist, and they don't really care about Indo-Pacific, Israel, mm-hmm. Ukraine.
Okay.
And then you have the guys that are just all Israel. So the package has to be together for that purpose. So now how do we get it past center? And there's a group that's working, and I'd say a group of us that are working on doing a really skinny down version that says, listen, we're going to do lethal aid to Ukraine, which the biggest chunk of the lethal aid by the tune of probably 80%
mm-hmm.
is our own defense system and replenishing our munitions.
Okay.
And then you have the Indo-Pacific, which is lethal aid only, and then you have Israel that will have will be lethal aid with a small amount of humanitarian aid
mm-hmm.
that could be there. And then you got to look at the border and what can we get done in the border that is non-controversial, that Democrats would be willing to sign, and that Republicans would be willing to support. And really, you got to look at Title 42, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Title 42 is kind of the remain in Mexico status, that when you claim asylum, you don't get automatically pushed into the United States, which is exactly what the Biden administration did mm-hmm. and does, which is the opposite of what even Obama did and most definitely what Trump did.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to remain in Mexico while you're waiting your 6 to 8 years to have your asylum hearing,
yep.
Which most of them won't do that. And so that's – and because we have to do something. You've heard me talk about this.
Yep.
We have a federal obligation to Ukraine because of the Budapest Memorandum signed in December of 94 that said we would be there for them, yet they gave up their nuclear arsenal.
Yep.
And we convinced them to give it up because they'd rather have us standing with them. And that's how powerful the United States is. A country that has a dangerous neighbor, which is Russia, would rather have the power of the United States standing with them than nuclear weapons.
Yep.
And so we have an obligation to. We just got to figure out how to move forward and get off center. And it's going to be jumbled up. My Lord, when we get back there, keep in mind, we get back next week.
Yeah.
And in March 1st, which is Friday, if we don't have a funding bill, we go into government shutdown.
Sheesh.
And if we don't have another one done by March 8th, which is the following Friday, we go into the full government shutdown. And so now you're talking about, as I said before, Congress works really good on deadlines, and that seems like what's what we're doing right now. We're going to work right against the deadline and see what happens.
Well, I guess you got to enjoy the rest of the break then, because you're coming in hot next week. are you staying in shape, or are you getting fat over the break? Where are you?
No, I was actually in Indianapolis last night. I'm sitting in a conference room at the DFW airport right now. And this morning I got up and did 100 burpees, 220 push-ups, 100 crunches, and I don't know how many squats. I'd say a couple hundred squats.
All
so,
right.
No, I'm not wanting you to catch me, man. I know you're working hard.
Yo, they are starving me for TV player. You think I have a shock collar on right now.
TV, you're looking pretty good on your show, right? I mean, TV adds 10 pounds, and you're looking pretty skinny up there.
And listen, I'm holding it together, but like I said, the way it works is when you get a big TV show on the biggest TV network in the world, they bring you into like a dark room and they're like, all right, the good news is you got a TV show. The bad news is pizza. Like, you're never eating it again. It's like, wait, what? What do you mean? And then they actually assassinated my pizza delivery guy in front of me. He's gone. There's nothing I could do. So I'll keep holding it together for you on the TV.
That happened.
Good luck, man. We'll talk to you soon, but keep playing good ball, brother.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
We love you. Bye. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. Yep, it's a true story. I am wearing the shock collar as we speak. There it is. Just mentioning food, they give me a few volts. So we're figuring out the VP. That's been the focus of today's show. We're going to keep that ball rolling. Teresa in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Teresa! Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
How you doing, boo?
It's been so long. I figured you missed me.
More than you know. It's a wonder I can even get through a broadcast in the shape I'm in.
It's amazing.
Come on.
I've been listening to you every day. Been watching you. Got the DVR set.
Oh, I love that. Are you enjoying the Saturday night show? It's a good hang, right?
It's awesome. It's a great hang. I have nothing better to do on a Saturday night.
Me neither. It's luck would have it. That works out well for both of us then. There you go. who is the VP in Teresa world in Grand Rapids, Michigan? Who would be the VP?
I would be the best, of course.
Clearly.
And I really like the Tudor Dixon because he's got a great point it would bring in Michigan.
Yep.
But here's the question that I have, because Nome is my number one.
Okay.
But here's the question. When I was listening to the Laura Ingraham Trump town hall the other night, he said, when she was asking him about the VP, he's like, well, it really doesn't make a difference who I pick because that doesn't determine votes. Mm. I'm like, I don't think so.
I think it really matters in this race for him. I think it matters.
I really do.
Big time. And you need somebody who can rough up Kamala in a debate because the truth is,
there's no debate with Kamala. They are going to put her out there. What are you smoking?
So does that mean you're going Nome?
I'm going Nome just because I really liked what Trump said about, the person I pick is going to be the person who's going to be the next president.
Wow.
And he's not wrong. And he's going to win with that mentality.
Yeah.
One of his strengths in his first term was he surrounded himself with the best people.
Yeah. Oh, then a lot of those best people bailed and wrote tell-all books, and they hate each other now. So he has they seemed like the best at the time, but they were the best the way a goldfish is when you first get it home from the carnival. Then, by the time you get home with a fish tank, we've already flushed it down the toilet and told the kids a story about how it went to swim with its family. Teresa, you still got it, girlfriend. It's been a while, but you got right back on the phone like we never broke up.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, girlfriend. I'll see you on the TV Saturday night. Let's go. I love Teresa. She's always funny to me. Richard is in Idaho Falls. I'll be there next Friday. Richard.
Hey, a week from tomorrow, I'll be there.
Hot damn. It's going to be rowdy.
Absolutely. Hey, I like Kristi Noem for three reasons.
Okay.
One, she was a really good governor, especially during COVID. Mm-hmm. Number two, she's term limited. She can't run again.
Okay.
And number three, she's really easy on the eyes.
Well, I have to tell you, that's not nothing. Like in the Instagram age and in the fact that, you know, she is probably what a lot of people would consider an attractive woman who happens to be very sharp. That's a huge asset, with especially for Trump, who has trouble with female voters. So I could see that being a good asset.
Absolutely.
Who's your second pick really quick before I let you run?
Oh, I guess DeSantis would be the choice.
You know what sucks about the DeSantis thing, and I get it? He's a great governor. He would be a phenomenal president. He ran into a tough one in Trump this time around. But if somehow the Republicans don't win, I would expect DeSantis to be the nominee in 2028 because he is a super competent guy.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Well, I think he will no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, I like Tulsi, but she's too pro-choice.
Yeah, that could be a problem for her, like big time with evangelicals and conservative support. But you know what? No, Kristi Noem's a good pick. I'll see if I can get her to the show next week. I'll tell her you're asking about her.
Let me ask you a quick question. Mm-hmm. With this book you've been pushing?
Yep.
I think millions of America are asking themselves the same thing I am. Are we just supposed to take your word for it that you know how to read and write?
No, that's why the book is out there.
Oh.
You're supposed to take HarperCollins' word for it. It's the biggest publishing house in the world. If they threw my name on a book, they had to know something. Long story short, they probably hired a really good ghostwriter. Is that what you're getting at? Good for you, Richard.
Probably. Have a good one.
My man. We love him. Quick break. We'll do a lightning round because I want a final tally. So if you're on hold, we're going to lightning round right through it after this.
The show that leaves you without hope or change.
I'm telling you, man, this stuff will poison your mind.
This is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There it is, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, bringing this plane in for a landing. And unlike Air Alaska, the door still on the side of the jet. I want to lightning round your vice presidential picks to get a final tally, so we're going to make these calls quick. Tom is in Utica, New York on WIBX. Yo, Tom.
Hey.
Man,
we love you here in the 315. I just wanted to give you who I want for the
give it to me.
First pick for the VP. Nobody mentioned him the whole show. I wanted to be the first one, but Vivek.
Oh, you want to know something? So you're right. Yeah. He had nothing till about 15 minutes ago, and it snuck in before the guest. Vivek is now up to four. He's got you got some momentum. Those Utica Greens, it's winning you support, Tom.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're known for our food around here.
Yes, you are.
But he's my first pick.
Well, he's good. Just keep the flock out of peepers, and you'll be fine, okay?
Absolutely.
Love you, brother. Have a great one. Really quick, Darlene is in Boston. Darlene, I'll be at the Schubert Theater May 18th.
Oh, good, Jimmy. I'm going to have to get some tickets and get my gal pals to go.
Whoa, I would love to hang with your gal pals. You stop it right now, Darlene. Oh. It's a thing. Let's work on it.
They're all nurses, Jimmy, so if you crap out on the floor, we can save your life.
Oh, wow. How about it? The naughty nurses to the rescue. Who's the VP?
Yeah. So VP is DeSantis, and I say this because Trump will be in office for 4 years, okay? Mm-hmm. He's not going to be able to clean up everything.
Okay.
And then we get DeSantis for another 8 years. So we have 12 years to clean up this mess.
Oh, all right. There's potential there. I think Don and Ron got to mend some fences. But if they hear it.
Now, I wrote a letter to President Trump telling him this.
I love this. Well, tell him the nurses second what you said, because I think they're both partial towards nurses. Good stuff, Darlene. We love you. Yep.
We're all trauma nurses, Jimmy, so don't worry about anything.
We're going to need you after this election. All right, good job. Derek's in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Derek, what do you got, my man?
Hey.
How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I was originally going to say you for vice president, but I don't think that would be a very good idea.
No, God, but... no. Thank you.
So my second pick was going to be Vivek Ramaswamy.
Ooh, daddy. So Vivek now one behind Tulsi. This has gotten interesting in the late going. Vivek is at five. Do you know we've had 18 different candidates, 15 of which got multiple votes? This thing was a lot more spread out than I thought it would be. But I'll tell Vivek he got the Derek vote. And just to confirm, Vivek is a billionaire. He didn't pay any of you guys to call in, did he?
Nah.
All right, just checking. I mean, if he did, I hope you got a lot of money. But Derek, great call. We love you. Really quick, James is in Hawaii. James.
Aloha, Kimo Fela.
I love you. What do you got, man?
Well, I think it's going to be Sarah, because she brings everything to the table that Tulsi does, and she doesn't bring the secret crystal-like religion baggage.
Listen, Sarah's great. I love her. I've had her on the show back in the day, and I don't doubt she did help Trump a lot with women. So you've got something there. But you know, I mean, what would you give me on Tulsi, knowing she's been, you know, represented Hawaii? You're saying you're not a fan?
No, she's a chameleon. She goes where she thinks she'll look the best.
Wow.
I've studied her running record and everything. She is a chameleon.
Wow. Very interesting.
The only one she thinks about is Tulsi.
Well, she's got a lot of support on this show. I don't know that it translates nationally, but I appreciate that insight.
Okay.
I'll factor it into tomorrow's analysis.
Jimmy.
Yep.
Jimmy, that's okay. You got a lot of support on that show, too.
You're saying anybody can do it. James, we love you. Calling from 6,000 miles away to throw a pot shot at the champ in the bottom of the ninth. Curtis is in Tyler, Texas. Yo, Curtis.
Yep, very quickly, just want to let you know the dark horse and probably one of your best guests, Jenny Fela, should be vice president.
Jenny.
Lincoln should be... Lincoln should be the sergeant of arms. And that way, Jenny can tell the Senate, look, you guys don't straighten up. I'm going to have my husband call you out. Anyway. So.
I think Jenny can do the gig. I do like this. I think her only problem is she's married to me, and I think the American people will hold that judgment against her. But you're saying it could help.
Hey.
Curtis, I will send you the $50 for this later. Good job. You did it just the way I needed you to. I'll probably get some when I get home tonight now because of that call.
I love it when you talk dirty.
Well, this is what I'm talking on the way out the door. Thank you for everybody who carried the show today. For real, game ball goes to the callers. You did a phenomenal job. For the purposes of our tallies, Tulsi, Vivek, and Scott would all be the VP. It can only be one of them. So we're going to have a duel. Live on the air tomorrow. Tune in. Don't miss it. I kid, but the show's over. Pay up. Get out. Be a Republican. Be a Democrat. Just don't be a...
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.